You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts podcast. We're looking ahead to week two of the Premier League, which is in Newcastle on Thursday evening. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by Rod Harrington from Sky Sports. How are you, Rod?
Good afternoon.
Are you well, sir?
I am very well, thank you. Yes, looking forward to this week after a bit of an indifferent last week, I have to say.
Yeah, just taking a look back at the results from round one. A few shocks in there, weren't there? Michael van Gerwen was beaten by James Wade. Phil Taylor was beaten comprehensively by Raymond van Barneveld. It probably didn't go to plan for the sport's two biggest players.
It was a strange night, to be quite honest, because like with Michael van Gerwen, I mean, he went 3-0 up against James Wade and then just lost his way. I mean, that was the Michael of old, of being able to roll off legs one after another, but then go missing for a few legs. And, of course, James Wade has got this knack of playing the dartboard and not the player. And then James just fired in some great darts at crucial times in legs and took a 1-4-4 out. And all of a sudden, you know, got some momentum going and went on and won it. And we have to say that we expected Michael van Gerwen to win, but over this short distance, it just shows you how quickly the game can turn. And with Phil Taylor, you know, after a good performance at Milton Keynes, I quite expected him to beat Barney. But again, over this short distance, anything could happen. And Barney turned up on the night, 103 average. You can't argue with that from Barneveld.
No, we know how much he likes his competition as well, Rod. Other impressive performance on the night, Peter Wright looked pretty good. Dave Chisnell looked very good. And Adrian Lewis, quite impressive as well.
Yes, I mean, let's start with Adrian Lewis. He won a tour event, UK Open, at the weekend, so he's in some good form at the moment. He had it quite easy last week. We've got to say that against Michael Smith. It was a baptism of fire for Michael Smith, losing to Peter Wright in that first game and then against Adrian Lewis last on. We did try to explain to him that these Premier League crowds are far different to a normal crowd. And, you know, he's playing in front of 10,000 instead of 3. It's a major difference. And I think he just went up there and it was a bit of a rabbit in the headlights. I think he will move on from there and take some good experience from it. But, yeah, both Wright and Lewis, they stayed focused. So you have to say that sometimes you play a player that you know can't beat you, then you dip a little bit. But both players, Peter Wright just under the 100 average, Adrian Lewis on the 100 average. So they were good performance. And Dave Chisnell, I mean, beating Robert Thornton 7-0. Well, I'm not being funny. I would have put my house on that could never happen. But Robert's in a little bit of a bad place at the moment. It all started, you know, he won the Grand Prix beating Michael van Gerwen in the final and then had this foot injury. And I really believe that that's caused this little downturn in form. And then, of course, he's lost his confidence a little bit. So it's going to be a bit of a battle over the next couple of weeks for Robert Thornton.
Yeah, just in terms of the outright market, Robert Thornton, the outsider at 66-1. Just at the front end of the market, Rod, Michael van Gerwen 5-4, Gary Anderson 7-2, Phil Taylor is 7-1, Adrian Lewis 10s, Peter Wright 12s, Chizzy is 14s, James Wade 16s. Might as well go through the rest. Raymond van Barneveld is 20s, Michael Smith 50s, Robert Thornton 66-1. I know it's only week two, but did anything change in terms of your opinion for who could win this tournament?
No, not really. I still think I've got to go with Michael van Gerwen. I mean, Gary Anderson obviously was seriously ill last week, and I have to be honest, I didn't think he'd be playing this week either, but he's going to turn up, and I think it's going to be a tough one for him to see if he's strong enough and over this illness properly. Phil Taylor, you know, he has been playing well. He played well the weekend. He won a UK Open the weekend, beating Michael van Gerwen in the final. So that shows you where Phil is with his darts. But Barney, you know, just lately we don't talk about Barney as in winning tournaments, but he's always in the mix in majors. You know, so Barney at 20-1 could be some value. But I think it shows, Mark, how close the form is now. You know, we're talking about Barney at 21, Chisnell, what was he, 16s, and then Peter Wright, all outsiders that could possibly rock up and win this Premier League.
Yeah, it's what makes Premier League so exciting, I suppose, isn't it? Let's move on to week two then. I suppose the significant news before we get stuck into week two is, as you've just mentioned, Gary Anderson is back. He missed last week through illness. It's good to see him back in the Premier League, isn't it? The world champion, obviously. Big absence last weekend. Are there still a few question marks around his well-being after the illness?
I would think so. I mean, me and my son Ryan turned up outside the hotel and Gary just walked out to get some fresh air. He really didn't know what to do, lay down, sit up, walk around. And he looked like, well, death warmed up, to be quite honest. And I didn't expect him to play this week. You know, we were talking about adult chicken pox, which can turn into mumps and shingles. And, you know, there's a lot of doctors around when someone gets ill. You have to laugh at that. But you have to question. He didn't play the weekend, so he's not putting any practice. And he's not a great practicer at home. It's going to be questionable whether he's, you know, putting enough practice, whether he's strong enough, or whether this illness is still in him a little bit. You know, that's going to be the question, and it's going to be a hard one for him.
Yeah, he's got a nice easy return in Michael Van Gerwen as well.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we'll move on to that game later on. We'll go through them in time order. We'll start with the first game on Thursday evening, Michael Smith against Robert Thornton. Michael Smith 10-11, 130 for the draw. Robert Thornton is 2-1. Two players that will not want to remember week one, really, I suppose. Who comes out on top in week two?
Well, do you know what? I'm going to sit firmly on the fence here. I think this has got draw written all over it. I think Michael Smith will be up and down. You know, he's got great scoring power and he has got a great future in this game, but he's very young. He's still learning. And I think Robert Thornton, we know how good Robert Thornton can be. And the one thing about Robert Thornton is he's got this grit and determination in him that will make sure that he puts in a good performance this week. And I can see him both making mistakes, but I can also see him both throwing some good legs. And I just think that a draw could be on the cards here. Certainly over 11.5 legs. I think that's a bang on for this one. But, yeah, I'm sitting on the fence. First draw of the Premier League.
Okay, signing with a draw then between Michael Smith and Robert Thornton. Moving on to the second game on Thursday evening, Raymond van Barneveld against Peter Wright. Barney is 7-4. The draw is 130. Peter Wright is even money. Both players enjoying victory on the first night of this year's Premier League. What happens in week two then here, Rod?
Well, another close game, Mark. I really think that is. I mean, Barney over a two-horse race at 7-4 is never 7-4 against Peter Wright with the way they both played last week and what we know they can both do. I mean, you've got Peter Wright, who I think has got a major in him. He's a solid player, has got plenty of bottle. The key for me, if Peter Wright's going to win this game, he's got to get out of the gate quick, try and get in front of Barney and just get that head a bit shaking for Barney. But if Barney gets in front, and over the last year, he's been taking out some real crucial checkouts, Barney has, and that's what's been giving him good advantages in games. But do you know, I've got draw written all over it again in the blog I did for William Hiller. I just looking at it both ways. You're looking at everything, looking at all the stats. You know, Barney had 103 average last week against Phil Taylor, brilliant performance. You know, Peter Wright had a 99 average, but you know Peter Wright's going to have around that average and a bit more against Barney this week. So firmly on the fence again, I'm afraid.
OK, sitting on the fence again here. We do have a draw no bet market here as well. I just want to get your thoughts on that because you think, you know, Barney might have a bit of a squeak and overprice at 7-4. He's still odds against in the draw no bet market. So at 6-5, if Barney wins, you get paid out of that. If it's a draw, you get your money back. Would that be something that would appeal to you?
I think it would. I mean, Barney, as I said, it is a tough one. That's why I've gone for the draw. But if the draw were taken out, Barney at that sort of odds, you've got to lean towards, even looking towards Barney on the handicaps, maybe even a better bet there. Because, you know, I do feel it's going to be a really close game, as I said, a draw. And so the handicap could just lean it towards Barney as well.
Yeah, plus 1.5 on the handicap for Barney, 8-11. One other market in this match I want to get your thoughts on here, Rod. You think it'll be a tight game. The match to be a draw after six legs, so it'll be three apiece, is 9-4.
Great bet. Really think that's a great bet. Yeah, I mean, there's so many markets now going on. If you don't fancy a winner or a loser, then go for those type of markets because you can have some fun out of them as well. Yeah, 3-all for that. That looks really, you know, bang on because I can't see any player losing their throw in the first half of the game. You know, they're both strong players on their throw. They're both good scorers. To say, you know, they're both good on checkouts. They don't tend to bottle it even in front of, you know, probably 7,000 that we're going to have in Newcastle. So, yeah, 3-all at the six-leg stage looks good.
Okay, so a tight game there. The third match on Thursday evening is Adrian Lewis against Dave Chisnell. Adrian Lewis is 6-5. The draw, 130. Dave Chisnell is 6-4. Looking forward to this one, Rod. I think this could be real entertaining. Couldn't it? The high scores and the 180s. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. When you get two players like this, they're always exciting because they're very quick and they're high scorers. Firstly, over on the 180s in this match, I think that's like bang on. Adrian Lewis played well last week and he played exceptional at the weekend. I mean, some of the games he was winning, You know, he was rolling off legs there in 10, 11, 12, and he weren't just doing it on the odd occasion. He was doing it consistently, game after game. And he went and won that on the Friday, lost in the final on the Saturday, beat Phil Taylor both days 6-2. And so I've got to go with Lewis on this. I think that he may put the pressure on Chisnall in the early part of the match. Chisnall, the rhythm of Chisnall last week, I keep talking about the little snatch he has in his throw, where he pulls his head back, which decreases the speed of the arm, and then he tries to push the dart up to get the height. I think the pressure of Lewis may just bring that out a little bit. So I'm going to go with a Lewis win here, just on the form line alone, because we know what Chisnall can do, but the form line suggests that Lewis will win a close match.
Okay. How close do you think it will be? What kind of idea of a scoreline would you be looking at?
I think it's 7-5. I think that, you know, Chisnall is going to be close because of his scoring power, he always gives himself chances. So 7-4, probably 7-5 to Lewis.
Okay, 7-5 priced up at 15-2. We also have a market where it's you name a player to win and both players to score four or more legs. Adrian Lewis is 11-4 in that market. So you're effectively getting Lewis to win 7-4 or 7-5 on your side in that one. So.
Yeah, that's another great bet to look at as well. Not just to go for, say, a 7-4 or a 7-5. Go for that market. I think that's where the value is.
OK, good stuff. The penultimate game on Thursday evening sees Gary Anderson return. He takes on Michael Van Gerwen. Gary Anderson is 5-2. The draw, 100-30. Michael Van Gerwen, 4-5. I suppose the question here is, what kind of shape is Gary Anderson going to be in? And you mentioned he doesn't really practice very much. I can't see him wanting to practice if he's been ill. And can Michael Van Gerwen bounce back against the world champion?
Yes, I think he can. I mean, again, you know, we had three UK Open events at the weekend and they're tough to win. And Sid Lewis won one. Then Van Gerwen won the second. He wants to bounce back. He was really disgusted with his performance after being 3-0 up. He admitted he kind of took the foot off the throttle. And Wade is not one person you do that against. So I think he's going to bounce back. I think that we've got to look at Anderson, that this illness really did knock him on his backside. And I think there may still be a little bit of that. We know some players after an illness just turn up because they've got no pressure or anything. They just step up and do it. But I think if he's playing someone else, you could make a case for that. But I think against Van Gerwen this week, I've got to go with Van Gerwen because of the illness more than anything of Gary Anderson.
All right, starting with Van Gerwen then. Do you see him doing a bit of a number on Gary Anderson here? Do you think he'll win it comfortably or how do you see it going?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a good number of 7-2, 7-3, but what always scares me about backing against Gary Anderson is that he's such a casual person. He's probably the casualest one out of the 10 players. And he'll just rock up and just throw his darts. And all of a sudden, Anderson will start to hit the treble 20 and then anything can happen. So that's a bit hit or miss for me, I have to say. It could be a 7-2, 7-3, but it also could be a lot closer than that. It's a tough one, but certainly another game that's over on the 180s for me.
All right. Enhanced odds, by the way, 10 or more 180s in the match, 11-4.
Yeah, I mean, that, if it's going to be a close game, these guards will hit three or four in a couple of legs. And, you know, that's where what these guys do. And, yeah, I mean, 10-180s, maybe it's a tough one because, you know, if Anderson doesn't rock up and he's still got this illness in him, then you're relying on Michael Van Gerwen to hit all those 180s. Yeah. If Gary Anderson's there, then certainly it could go over on the 180s.
Yeah, perhaps it'd be better just to play the actual total match 180s market. It's 7.5 in that market and over 7.5 is 4-5. I suppose that's a little bit easier to achieve, isn't it? So.
Yes, it is, yes. Yeah,
the odds reflect that, though, I suppose. The final game on Thursday evening sees James Wade take on Phil Taylor. James Wade is 2-1, the draw 100-30, Phil Taylor 10-11. James Wade obviously will be on a high. He beat Michael Van Gerwen in week one. Phil Taylor didn't perform really as well as he would have liked against Raymond van Barneveld, and we've seen some classics between Wade and Taylor in the past. Is this going to be another one?
I think it could be, yes. I mean, James Wade, we have to say, James Wade, getting the 2 points last week is an absolute plus because the way Van Gerwen was playing, you know, I would have backed Van Gerwen to beat anybody. But James Wade turned up. That's why we call him the machine. And the machine-like performance, it was as good as you'll see against Michael Van Gerwen, punishing him for every mistake, every bad score, every missed double. And James Wade, as I said, did what James Wade does. But Phil Taylor played exceptionally well the weekend, and had a couple of talks with him. He's really happy with his darts. And then on the Sunday, he beat Michael van Gerwen. If he hadn't have played so well the weekend, then I may have gone with the draw on this one. But I am going to lead towards Phil, and it's a shame because James Wyler get on really well. Him and Sammy are a lovely couple, and he's playing well. He loves the game. He just gets up there and plays that dartboard, and that's what I admire in James Wyler. He doesn't play the player, plays the dartboard, and that's what we tell all the youngsters to do. But I think just on last Sunday, I think Phil Taylor's going to come into this match having that little bit of extra consistency that he's been lacking and may just get over the line. But again, another game that could go close.
Yeah, it's tricky to figure out Phil Taylor at the moment, isn't it? Because one week he turns up with his new darts, as he seems to do every week at the moment, and he looks okay. He looks like he's coming to terms with his new darts and his game's coming back. And then the next week, you think, well, where's Phil Taylor gone?
Exactly.
It's hard, isn't it, with Phil?
Well, it is. I mean, he played so well at Milton Keynes, should have won that. I mean, he had six darts to beat Michael van Gerwen in the semi-finals. And he played exceptionally well, all over 100 averages, up to the 104, 105 on most games. And then, he comes into the Premier League in Leeds and then just doesn't do it. But then turns up the weekend and plays really well in all three of the events. So, it is a case of, you know, what he's feeling like on the night. We know, and it's been documented, so we're not talking out of line here. You know, he's having a lot of things going on in his personal life, and that's probably what happens. But I think Phil Taylor, he knows he's got to put it right soon because, you know, last year he started off badly and never made the four at the O2 at the end of the season of the Premier League, and he doesn't want that to happen. So he's got to bounce back with a win here, and I think he will just nick James Wade.
Okay, what kind of scoreline then? Do you think it will be a tight one? 7-5, 7-4, something like that?
Yes, exactly, 7-5, but 7-4. But again, you know, Phil Taylor to win and Wade to get at least four legs, I think, is a good bet.
Yeah, 12-5 as well, which is not a bad price on Taylor in a match if you think he's going to be pretty close, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. We've been through all five matches there then, Rod. If I were to press you for a best bet on week two, what would you go with?
Well, I always say the 9 data mark, and it's going to happen. It really is. Sooner or later, so the 9 data. But I think a good bet is, I think, Phil Taylor to win. And those first two matches, over 11.5 legs. I think, that could end up a nice little double, that first two over 11.5 legs. I think we're going to see some close matches because last week we had one player turn up with each pair and the other one didn't. But this week, I think we're going to start seeing them all turn up and all perform.
Superb. But it's been a pleasure talking to you again, Rod. Good luck and enjoy week two of the Premier League.
I certainly will.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.